The second National Policy Fair enters day two today at the Accra International Conference Center. Representatives of government agencies are at the fair to provide the public with first-hand information on their activities. Radio Ghana has been finding out from some exhibitors what they have to showcase. First is Deputy Minister of Tourism, James Ejinim Boateng.
At the stand of the Ministry of Tourism, you would see ongoing projects, some of them private, public partnerships, and others solely funded from the taxpayers first. And you will see job creation initiatives. What, again, we are also exhibiting are our cultural heritage and our unique selling point around which we market Ghana as a tourism destination. Soccer is one of our pillars. Our forts and castles, one of our pillars. Our natural forest cover. That's why you will see exhibitions about Kakum National Park, Mole Game Reserve, and all of that.
My name is Lieutenant General Comfort Ankoma Danso. I'm the Public Relations Officer at the Ministry of Defense. You know, the Ministry of Defense is the only ministry that caters for only the armed force, Army, Navy, and Air Force. And what you have in display really epitomizes what we do. And our primary aim is first to defend you, our citizenry, and then to go on peacekeeping operations. Apart from that, we support our citizenry in Ghana. We go on joint patrols with the police, and we are purchasing more aircraft, more ships to protect our new oil finds.
I'm Julian Amponsan from the Domestic Violence Secretariat, Ministry of Women and Children's Affairs.
We have some policy documents. We have a copy of the Domestic Violence Act 732. We have a copy of the UN Convention of the Rights of the Child. And we have copies of a training manual to train women in decision-making level because we want to empower our women. We also have copies of the National Policy and Plan of Action.
I'm SNN Legal Aid Scheme. This is the stand of the Ministry of Justice. And we have six agencies under the Ministry of Justice. We have the Ministry of Justice and Attorney General's Department. Under the Ministry of Justice and Attorney General's Department, we have six agencies. Legal Aid Scheme, Council for Law Reporting, Law Reform Commission, Corporate Right, Registrar General, and then the ECO. The Attorney General is a legal advisor to the government. And then the IG agencies that come under the Ministry of Justice, we have the Legal Aid Scheme that provides for the poor indigent who have cases that they cannot prosecute in court. We have the Law Reform Commission that reforms the laws of the country. Now the Council for Law Reporting that writes the law books. And then we also have our copyright that takes care of piracy and other things.
My name is Cecilia Mpedu from the Ministry of Health. We are doing health screening. We are doing blood tests for sugar, BP, and then BMI, body mass index. It's free of charge. People have been coming and we have been doing it for them and they are very happy about it.
The National Ambulance Service, what we are doing is we are providing free means of transportation to the hospital, and then we are providing free emergency care to the hospital. If it will take the taxi driver 5 minutes to take you to the hospital, you might end up getting there quickly, but then the person might not survive.
So how often do the public have access to you?
Anytime. It works 24 hours. If you have it, the code is 193.
You heard some exhibitors at the ongoing National Policy Fair at the Accra International Conference Center.